T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yeah, well, I mean, took a little bit longer than I expected. I feel like my at-bat's been pretty good, but last night was a nice, I guess you could say, way to do it.
Yeah, I mean, the at-bats that I've seen in this series so far, it looks like you're really coming around, and you obviously feel a lot better at this point right now.
Well, I mean, pretty much the entire year so far, I wouldn't say I felt like locked in by it per se, but I've been hitting balls hard, and it's just kind of been going at people just to start the season. Over time you continue to do that consistently, then it's going to start falling your way.
What's the transition been like for you coming, from Toronto and Cleveland last year to here?
Yeah, it's been completely different. Being in Toronto four years and, kind of being one of the main guys there, and then kind of coming over, going towards Cleveland for a month, and when I wasn't even knowing if I was going to get traded or not, or if I was going to be healthy enough to be traded. And then to kind of come over here, free agent, kind of see some familiar faces, but still getting acclimated to a new fan base, new team. It's different for sure.
National League as well. But how the relationship with Alex, has that helped the transition smooth things over a bit?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, Alex, the confidence he has in me, and just going into the season, I know where his heart lies at. So just from being in past seasons with him, and everything's been going well so far.
Your fit in the lineup, obviously the top of that lineup is pretty formidable, to say the least, especially when you guys are raking.
Yeah, I think you have some guys that are pretty interchangeable, but for me, the two holes been somewhere where I've been comfortable over my career, where I've had a lot of success. When we get some guys rolling, it's going to be, tough for any pitcher to really kind of get through that lineup more than once or twice.
I know it's early, but your early thoughts about the National League East, it looks like it's going to be one of those things that comes down to the end with people knocking off each other.
Yeah, it's going to be very similar to some AL East, the times when I was there, and you're going to have a lot of teams kind of beating each other up throughout the season. And then you're going to have the Marlins who, they came in and they showed some very quality arms that possess, big league stuff. And they're not going to be a team that you can kind of walk. It's kind of like how the Rays used to be in our division too. Very low market pitching, really good pitching. You're going to have to scrap and kind of crawl to get some runs. And, hopefully they make some mistakes with their youth out in the field.
Crazy game last night, but a good one to get. But the star of the show was Tukey. To come out and do what he did for six innings, amazing.
Yeah, he was the story of the game. Both starters kind of were shaky, to say the least. And then kind of Tukey was that bridge point to, just got here yesterday, kind of comes in, does his thing, saves our bullpen where, I feel like, how many guys do we have to throw? Three? Mm-hmm. We only had to throw three guys last night. How many did the Mets have to throw? Four or five. Yeah. And so, just him being able to do that was very big for our team.
Josh, good luck. Thanks very much.
Appreciate it. Yes, sir.